cheese a steady flow. When you're doing, when you're looking to move the straw, or you're looking to put out the candle, you're going to be using the chi as a steady flow. And again, this is a lot different, totally different than using it as a surge. As a matter of fact, most people that do chi, they do it as a surge. They don't do it as a steady flow. And in order to move the straw away from you or to put the candle out, you must make a longer exhale than inhale, just like we talked about when we went over the yin and yang breathing. You want to make sure that your breathing is slow and relaxed, and you're not really tensing up the wrong part of your body. In other words, if you're tensing your feet as you try to move the straw, all your chi energy will go down to your feet, and you won't be able to move the straw. Also, make sure you're concentrating on the straw about an inch from the end of it, or the wick if you're looking at the candle. Don't concentrate on tightening your chi point or gut, as it will just happen naturally as you're going through the process. And you want to concentrate probably more on visualizing that energy coming out of your body. And when you do that, you're going to be able to do a lot of the things that we're talking about. And what you'll notice is that as you get better and are able to create more chi energy, you will find that you'll not have to tense your body or use as much energy getting the chi to flow out of you. The candle exercise may make you break out in a sweat when you first try it because you're tensing your hands together. But after a while, you'll get it to the point where it's actually pretty easy to do. Again, I mentioned in another section, it took me like 60 days in order to get the candle out. And so you got to be diligent when you're doing these exercises. Now, for you, it might be a lot quicker to get the candle flame to go out or to get the straw to move. And so you need to understand that when you inhale, your body puts off more negative ions than positive ones, which causes things to be attracted to you. So as you're doing, if you want to pull the straw towards you, you want to go ahead and use the inhale like we talked about, the in-breath. Now, a lot of people will say to me, well, how long is it going to take me to move bigger objects than the straw or different things like that? Well, it's going to take a while in order to hone those techniques down. It's probably best that you call us and we can kind of guide you once you get the straw moving. I mean, we've got some people that are moving the straw, pushing it away or pulling it towards them, really no problem, which is kind of a small test, but hey, if you can do something small, you can generally do something larger. And so as you get better and better, of course, give us a call or write us an email, and we can answer your question and teach you how to really get to the next level.